Welcome back to GTMSP episode 70. Yes, I made it to episode 70, guys. Well, today it's podcast entrance, intro, or topic is about music. Once again, I'm talking about music. Wonderful, great, exciting music. Where music has been in our lives for a long time and will continue to be in our lives. I am your host, Istu, known as Elijah. And therefore, wait until the end to hear the other things that you can follow, subscribe to, and yeah. So, let's get started on our music thing. Let's talk about, you know what? Do you guys know what season is going to come up next? It's always spring. What season is coming up next after spring? Summer. And we're about to go into summer break for school. So, we're going to do that. So, I am going to talk to you guys about the Beach Boys. Yes, I am going to talk to you guys about the Beach Boys. I am definitely going to talk to you guys the songs by the Beach Boys and how they created and what they created and how they progress in life. So, for those who have gone to school, summer break is coming. It's so exciting. Yesterday was my graduation. I graduated from A-Tech. It's a secondary school for life skills kids to teach us on how to do a job, where we do job sites and all different kinds of stuff. So, we do a lot of stuff. So, here are the songs that the Beach Boys created. You ready? Here we go. Was that the Beach Boys? Okay. You Still Believe in Me. Surfing the USA. Oh, that was a good one. I do love Surfing in the USA. Surfing in the USA is such a great and wonderful and really grand and all-time favorite song by a lot of people. And it's a song that not normally a lot of people know. Well, it's a song that's very well known. But you can't really know it. If you don't know it, then listen to it. But it's a good song. Good Vibrations, also not a good song by the Beach Boys. I Got Around, I think I've heard of that one. Fun. Kentamo. I forgot some of these. I'm not gonna say this one, but it's the name. Okay, since it's the name of the song, you know what Handfather is? Handfather is a god only knows. So that's what it says. Slap John B. I Can Hear Music. Wouldn't It Be Nice? The Little Dance Cowp. Don't Worry Baby. I don't think I've heard that one. Help Me Rofina. Better and then kissed in my room for 409 when I grow up. I'll be true to your school sail on solar sail. I don't know. Surfing surfer, and then there's another one called surfing. Do it again. And the warmth of the sun. Some of these songs I don't think I've heard of, but most of them I have, which is quite interesting. If you guys don't know about these things, then where is your guys' life and how are you not doing it? So to the point where you're like, okay, this is where it is. This is how it should be, but you're taking something that is a little bit precise, but something that cannot be precise can be in this, but also something that is out in this is precise. It comes to the point of time and life, and so you take that plus this, you kind of mixing it together, blending it together to make something abstract or a general. So some of these songs are good. One of the ones I love is Surfing the USA. Oh my goodness, Surfing the USA is such a good one. It's really, really good. I love Surfing the USA. It's one of my favorite songs. Surfing the USA is one of my all-time favorite songs from them. I love this one. It's a good one. It brings like really greatness to the world. Like when I think of this one, I think of wanting to surf. So yeah, hold on, I'll be right back. Something. Sorry about that. Never done things like that before. Should have had the my phone on me. My phone alarm was going off. So I should have had it on me. So sorry about that. Where was I? Oh right. Surfing in the USA is great. One of my favorite songs from the Beach Boys. It is a good one. When I'm listening to it and singing it, it is great, grand, and I love it. It is like by all the top, one of my favorite songs to actually listen to. It is so amazing. I love it. It's a great and wonderful songs. I enjoy it. I love it. It is wonderful to do. But yeah, it's quite interesting to know. But Surfing the USA is one of my favorite songs. When I listen to this, I don't know why, but I feel like when I listen to this, I feel like I'm actually surfing the waves and actually on the surfboard, even though I have not been surfing, but I kind of want to go surfing and learn how to surf, but, you know, it takes good skills, and by all the times, it takes agility. That is what I'm gonna say. It takes agility. And agility it takes. It's just quite interesting to know that of what it takes. And this is one of the things or something in it. And you pretty much select something that can happen in it. And once you select something that can happen in it, you think, oh, something like that can be precise, or it cannot be precise on how it is, why it is, and how we consume on how we do it. Because as we start doing these songs, we know it little by little, but kind of like a lot. But knowing that we're pushing these songs by the key, we can foresee the clearance of something that actually happens, but not happening in the future, or knowing of what will happen. It's kind of like when you do songs, you are knowing, okay, this is has a good into it, but you have to do more than that. You gotta live, create, and feel the song in order to make it great and grand. And doing stuff should help you in so many ways. Doing this is the best I've got for you, but not knowing that it is not a thing that cannot hurt you or harm you. Anyways, learning songs and learning how to do songs can be besides of what you do or what you have not done in your lifetime, but you'll dial it back to the point where you're like, okay, this is what you want to do in life, but we want to do this out of tune and this out of song, so therefore we can sell this one to get money. But you already thought of the money and our thing already, so yeah. It's kind of like a fun, exciting, interesting kind of way. So, yeah. But it's something like, you know that these things happen, but not knowing it can come a long way. While you do this for little by little, something can become over the top to the bottom that is resistant and irrelevant to what you know, then that backtracks to what you probably used to know. If that makes sense, does that recheck? Pretty sure it does, because I have no idea how much things, we check. So, yeah. I think that's about it. So, if you guys like this episode and you guys want to see another episode, then go and listen to the other episodes. And then you will listen to, that way you'll hear another episode tomorrow. So yeah, thank you guys so much for watching. Follow me on Instagram, YouTube, follow me on Instagram and on Discord. Also, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is East to Creativity. That is East to Creativity. E-S-T-E-W Creativity. My Instagram account is EastDude21 and 22. That is EastDude21 and 22. That is E-S-T-U-W or EW21 on 22. Discord is EastDude21 hashtag 8371. That is 8371. That is EstuW21 hashtag 8371. You can do all sorts of fun and interesting and exciting things in your yard or with a podcast and with people and knowing them to do something that can get you along and to somewhere. So knowing that, it's kind of fun. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this here podcast. If you guys want to see, thank you guys so much for listening to this here podcast, and I'll see you guys on the flip side.